Shavua Tov, Bezrat Hashem, today's daf will be daf Yud Gimel. I noticed for Masechet Megillah, I like to plan accordingly, so at the end of the Masechet, the last daf is only one amud, so we'll probably also slow ourselves down a little bit again, so that when we get to the end, we won't have only an amud of a daf, we'll have just the full daf at the end, Bezrat Hashem. Tonight's class will be for the Rufa Shlama of all the Cholim, we prat. Shalom ben Sarah, David ben Rachel, Yafa ben Rav, Rivka ben Yochai, Rivka ben Esther, Shalom ben Esther, Ephraim ben Aya, Moshe ben Chana, Yafa ben Miriam, Yehuda ben Yafa, Chaya Sarah ben Tzimcha, Recha ben Chana, David ben Esther, Tzimcha ben Malka, Miriam bat Yochai, Aliza ben Miriam, Chana, Liana ben Naomi, Rachel Esther ben Tamar, Esther bat Chana, Ulehavdil Elu Nishmat, Liel Dina ben Ephraim, Elishova bat Aharon, Aaron ben Yitzchak, and Binyamin ben Yitzchak. Okay, we were discussing, we're on the bottom of Yud Bet Amud Bet, at the bottom of 12b, we were discussing about Mordechai. And we called him different names, and we were saying he comes from Yehuda, and he also comes from Binyamin. And we're discussing different ideas. Huh? Yeah, he was saying he comes, I mean, that was the last answer we ended with, was he came, his Aviv mi Binyamin, ve imo mi Yehuda. His father is from Binyamin, and his mother was from the Shevet Yehuda. Right now the Gemara comes and gives different answers. But Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, Mishpachot mitgarot zobazo, they had families that would taunt one another. Mishpachot Yehuda omerit, the family of Yehuda would say, Anna garim de mitalid Mordechai. That we caused Mordechai to be born. It was us who brought him into this world. De lo katle David Shimi ben Gera, because he says that David HaMelech did not kill Shimi ben Gera. Whereas Mishpachat Binyamin Amira minai kaate, and the Shevet, the family of Binyamin, would say, no, he came from us. He came from the family of Binyamin. Rava says Knesset Israel Amira, that the Knesset Israel would say the idach gisa, on the other side, meaning the opposite. Reu ma suli Yehudi. See what this Yehudi and this Binyamin did to me. That what? Yemini ma, ma sali Yehudi. What does that mean? What did he do to me, this Yehudi? So he says, the Gemara says, flipping the Amud, de lo katle David le Shim'i, that David did not kill Shim'i ben Gera, ditalid mine Mordechai. That, meaning this is what Haman is saying. Look at what they did in the negative. He's saying that David did not kill Shimi ben Gera, which caused Mordechai to come from him, the mikne be Haman, that Haman became sort of jealous of him. Right? So he was saying in the negative way. Umashilem li yemini. What does that mean? That he, you know, what he paid me, the yemini, the Shevet Binyamin, the lo katle Shaul Agag, that Shaul did not kill Agag, the talid mine Haman, that Haman came from Agag, the mitza'er le Israel, and he caused suffering to the Jewish people. Rabbi Yochanan says a different answer. Le'olam mi Binyamin kate. Really, he comes from Shevet Binyamin. He doesn't come from Yehuda. Ve'amai kare le Yehudi. And why does it call him Yehudi, which sounds like he comes from the tribe of Yehuda? Al shum shekafar ba'avodah zarah. Because he was kofar ba'avodah zarah. He said, I'm not going to bow down to the avodah zarah. Shekol ha'kofar ba'avodah zarah nikra Yehudi. Anyone who does not bow to avodah zarah, and he refuses, he says he's considered a Yehudi. K'dechliv, as the pasuk says, Itai goverin Yehudain. And the pasuk continues over there, and it says, "Tivanit yathon al avidad medinat v'chule v'chule." And then it says, "Lo palchin letzelim." It says, "And lahach lo palchin." So we do not bow down to the gods. So because you do not bow down to other gods, you're considered a Yehudi. That's what makes you a Yehudi. Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, ki hava patach b'divrei hayamim. When he would open the books of divrei hayamim, Amar hachi, he would say like this: "Kol devarecha." Echadem. All of your words are one, meaning everything in that book is considered one subject, one idea. Va'anu yodin ledorshan, and we know how to explain it. How do you explain it? It says in the pasuk, Divrei Hayamim, Ve'ishto ha-Yehudiya, Yalada et Yered Avi Gedor, Ve'et Chever Avi Shocho, Ve'et Ekutiel Avi Zenoach, Ve'ela b'nei Batya Bat Paro, Asher lakach Marad, Marad. Okay, this is how the pasuk continues. So it's talking about, it says the wife Yehudia, talking about Kalev ben Yefuneh, who had a child of Yered, who is the father of Gedor, v'chule, continues, and then it says that these are the children of Batya bat Paro that Marad took. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Amai karele Yehudia? Why does it call her Yehudia? Right? Why does it call Bat Paro in the same sentence with Bat Paro? Why does it call her Yehudia? Al shum she kafera ba'avodah zara, because she was kofer ba'avodah zara. She did not bow to avodah zara. Dichtiv v'teret Bat Paro nirchotz al hayor. Right? It was this week's parasha that Bat Paro went down to the water. So what does that mean? She went down to the water. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's also Gemara Masechet Sotah Daf Yud Bet. It says Rabbi Yochanan says over there she yarda nirchotz migilulei beit avia. She went down. Batya Bat Paro went down by the water to wash herself off from all of the avodah zara. Sarah that her father had instilled inside of her. So the Gemara says,
she says she became a Gerut right now.
Exactly, exactly. She converted to Judaism. That's what she was doing. Yaleda, so the Gemara says she gave birth. Meaning she's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. She gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. How is that possible? She didn't give birth to him. She just raised him. Right? Lomar Lach, coming to teach us, Shekol HaMegadel Yatom Ve'Yatoma B'toch Beito Ma'ala Lav Ketuv Ki'ilum Yelado. Anybody who raises an orphan in their own home, it's as if they give birth to that child. So Moshe Rabbeinu was considered, even though Moshe Rabbeinu's parents were not dead, he was considered like an orphan in this regard. And so since Bat Paro took over as the mother, she's as if she became the actual mother. Yered ze Moshe, Yered ze Moshe. V'lam nekam shmo Yered, why do they call him Yered? She yarad lahim leYisrael min ban man biyamav. Because during that time for the Jewish people, man fell during his years while Moshe Rabbeinu was there. Meaning Yered is the same word as yarad, that it fell down. Gedor she gadar pertzotahen shel Yisrael. He broke down the peratzot, the walls from Israel, meaning their evil actions, their bad actions. Chever shechiberit Yisrael avi enshva shamayim. He connected the Jewish people to their father in heaven. Socho shenasa lahem Yisrael kesukah. He became for the Jewish people like a sukkah. What does that mean, like a sukkah? He became like a protection for the Jewish people, like a sukkah protects. And then it says, Yekutiel, why does it call him Yekutiel? Shekivu Yisrael le'el b'yamav. The Jewish people had hoped for God and had turned to God during Moshe's lifetime. Zenoach, shehizniach avonetehen shel Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu caused Am Yisrael's sins to be forgiven during his lifetime. And then it says in the Pasuk, Avi, Avi, Avi. It says it three times. Avi, 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 right? It says, Avi Gedor, Avi Shocho, Avi Zenoach. Why does it say so many times? Av Batorah, Av Bechokhmah, Av Beneviut. He was the father of Torah, he was the father in wisdom, and he was the father in prophecy. Ve'elu b'nei Batya, asher lakach Marad. These are the children of Batya that Marad took. So it says, V'chim Marad Shemo, was his name Marad? Ve'elu Kalev Shemo, but his name was really Kalev. We're in the middle of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavo Kalev Shemarad Ba'atzat HaMeraglim Ve'isad Bat Paro Shemarada Ve'gilei Beit Avia. So what? Kalev, who went against the advice of the other spies, right? He went and he went like Yehoshua, that they only brought good words back about Eretz Yisrael. He went against them. So too, he's going to go and marry Batya Bat Paro, the daughter of Paro, who went against her father. And she went down to the water, like we just said, in order to convert to Judaism and get rid of all of her Avodah Zarah. Asher Hogla, this is talking about Mordechai now, Asher Hogla Mirushalayim, Amar Rava Shegala Me'atzmo, he went into exile on his own, he wasn't forced, he went on his own. Vayi Omen Et Hadassa, so the Gemara says, Karele Hadassa, they called her Hadassa, Vekarele Esther, what, they're going to call her both Hadassa and Esther, which one is she? Is she Hadassa or is she Esther? The Gemara says, Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Esther Shema, her name is actually Esther. V'lam Nekar Shema Hadassa, and why did they call her Hadassa? Al Shem HaTzadikim, Shenikro Hadassim. Like that said, the righteous people are called Hadassim, like flower, type of flower. You know, like, that's a nice way of... Yeah, we're going to get there, it's not yet. V'chen Hu Omer also says, V'u Omer Bein Hadassim. He's standing amongst, between the Hadassim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hadassa Shema, her name is actually Hadassa. V'lam Nekar Shema Esther, why was she called Esther? Al Shem Shehaita Mister Devareya, Master Devareya. She wouldn't tell which nation she's from. Shenemar, that's from the word Esther, is Masteret, she was hiding. Shenemar, En Esther Magedet Et Ama. She did not want to tell them her nation. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Hadassa Shema, her name is actually Hadassa. V'lam Nekar Shema Esther, why did they call her Esther? Shayu Umota Olam Korinota Al Shum Istahar. Istahar, that's what you were saying, right? They were calling her based on the Istahar, which is referring to, I mean, I don't know if it's the star, more so that maybe the moon.
But encourage
you, there's
such a word?
Istahar? Okay, Istahar is referring to the moon over here. Right? She was as bright as the moon, that's what he's trying to say. That's why it's called Esther. Ben Azai Omer, Esther, lo arukav, lo ktsara, haita, ela benonit, kahadasa. Esther wasn't too tall, wasn't too short, she was medium sized, like a hadasa, like a flower. The Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha Amar, Esther, Yarak Roket Hayita. Sabze? Green. Okay. Yeah. Okay. She was, is there any Perush over there? Yarak Roket. What it means? I guess this was the type of beauty back then. She was green.
Persian, call it Sabze, is a
complexion like a myrtle.
Okay. A myrtle branch is like what we use for lulav, right? Yeah. She was green. I guess she was such a beautiful, I don't know.
In Persian, they say
something. Okay,
all seeds are nice.
Okay, and v'chut shel chesed meshoch alein. Hashem put this chut of chesed upon her. Rashi actually explains on this line. Because of this, Hashem places chesed upon her. She looked so beautiful, not only to the nations, but also to Achashverosh, to everybody.
I
think green means ugly.
Yeah, so Hashem gave chesed that you, even though she wasn't
born. But it says, Yarak roket, hayita, Rashi says, kehadasa zo. Like this, hadasa. Okay, beseder. I guess it's there in Perushim. Beseder, okay. Then it says, Ki ein la av ve'em, ubemot avia ve'ima. So it says, ubemot avia ve'ima lamali. If it says she doesn't have a father and mother, why does that say, and her father and mother died? That's kind of repetitive. So it says, Amar Rav Acha, ibarta, when she became pregnant, or when they became pregnant with her, met avia. Or is it, she became pregnant. When she became pregnant. When they became pregnant with her, her father had died. And then Yelata, when they gave birth to her, Meta Ima, her mother had died. Meaning at birth, her mother had died. Ubemot Avia Ve'ima, Lakecha Mordechai Lo Lebat. And then, whenever her parents had died, Mordechai took her as a daughter. Tana, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Atika Lebat, Ele Lebait. Don't say as a daughter, rather say as a wife. Vechenu Omer, it also says, Velarash, Ein Kol, Kim Kivsa, Achat Ketana, Shekana, Vechye Ve'tigdal Imo, ואם בניו יחדיו, מפיתו תאכל, ומהיס bread you should eat, ומכוסו תשתה, you drink from his cup, וחיקו תשכב, and in his chest or his lap you should sit, or you should lie down, ותהי לו כבת, and it was like a daughter to him. משום דבחיקו תשכב, הבה לכבת, what, because she lays in his lap, so that's considered a daughter, אלא כבית, right, that's referring, that pasuk is referring to like one's wife. החנמי, so it's over here, לבית, also as a wife. Another pasuk, ואת שבע נערות, Amar Rava Shahita Muna Bahen Yemei Shabbat. She would count amongst them the days of Shabbat. I guess each and every right over here was talking about it. They would bring they brought to Esther these seven women that were fitting for her to help her out with what she needed to be before bringing the Achashverosh. And then because of this, so she would count each one based on like the days of Shabbat. So it says whenever she got to the one of Shabbat. Right, it says when she got to the one that was for the day of Shabbat, she knew that that day was Shabbat. So she had these seven girls, and she would count each one, and that's how she could determine when Shabbat was. Okay, let's stop there for questions. Okay, the Gemara says, "Ken Amar Bishanei Narote." Okay, let's continue. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Vayishanea el ve'et na'arotea." Amar Rav shechila ma'achal Yehudi. Right, so they fed her, or she fed them. They fed her a food of a Jew, meaning kosher food. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, "Shechila kadele dechazire." They fed her like pig meat, non kosher. Rabbi Yochanan Amar zironim. No, he said zironim, so I guess types of seeds and stuff like that. Vechenu Omer also says, "Vayi amelzar." Nose et pat bagam benoten lahem zironim. Right, so I guess the he would give him from himself that the king's food. Interesting. But it's not a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Daniel, I think. It's interesting. No, where is this pasuk? Let's see where the pasuk is. Where is Mansar? It's a pasuk in Daniel. Yeah, it's a friend over there with regards to Daniel talking about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Azariah, they're talking about that they would give him types of the king's food, which is Zeronim. So I said, I guess it's a chashuv type of food back then. Okay, let's continue. Shishah Hodashim, Veshemen Amor. My Shemen Amor. What does it mean, Shemen Amor? Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar, Satacht. Interesting. It's talking about a type of, I guess, sap that comes from the tree. Okay? Okay. It says Chazir though.
Others say that it was anusro.
Okay. Rav Huna Amar Shemen Zayit olive oil. Shelo hevishlish that did not bring, it did not grow 1/3. Tanya Rav Yehuda Omer Rav Yehuda says anpakinon Shemen Zayit shelo hevishlish. It's anpakinon is that 1/3 olive oil did not grow 1/3. Velam masachin oto. Why did they rub it on person's body? Shemesir et asear. It removes the hair. Ma'aden et habasar. And it smoothens out the body. Ba'erev hi ba'a, wa boker hi shava. In the morning she would come, and at night she would go back. From the negatives of that Rasha, we learned actually his praise. How do we know that? Shelo hayam mishamesh mitato bayom. He would not have relations during the day, which we know is asur, obviously, unless there's no light in the room. Then the Gemara says, okay, vatehi Esther noset chen. Says each and every nation thought that Esther was from her nation, from their nation. They thought she was so perfect and fitting for part of their own nation. Like, you know, when you see someone who's a very good like Chazan, and you're like, oh, in Mashadiya, you know, he's like, you know, he's Mashadi just because he has good character traits. Says Batilakach Esther el Hamelech Hashverosh el Beit Malchuto v'Chodesh Asiri hu Chodesh Tevet Yerach sheneena miguf guf min haguf. So it's talking about in this pasuk. It says Esther was taken against her will to the king Achashverosh in his kingship in the 10th month, which is Chodesh Tevet. It's the month of Tevet, which is the month the Gemara says Yerach. It's talking about the moon. So what does that mean? It's the month shenehena guf min haguf, the month that a body benefited from another body. Meaning it's cold, so that cuddling one with one another would warm one up, right? Then the Gemara says ve'yehav hamelech. It is there, mikol hanashim. He loved her more than any of the other women. Batisachen v'chayse lefanav mikol betulot. Amar Rav bikesh li'tom ta'am betula. He wanted to taste ta'am of a virgin. Ta'am. Ta'am be'ula. Ta'am. He wanted to taste ta'am of a non-virgin, and he tasted it. Vayas ha'melech mishtek gadol. He made a big meal.
Avad. According to opinion, she was married to Achashverosh. She was not betula. So what do you mean ta'am betula?
Married to Achashverosh. She was not betula.
I'm sorry. They were married to Mordechai. According to opinion, that Esther.
Maybe she never Maybe she never. They never had relations together. Wait, that's a good question.
And then, what does it mean? He want.
No, I think what that means is he wanted to taste different.
In Esther.
In Esther, or you can look at it as he wanted to taste it from all the women. So he said, "I'm going to taste from Esther the aspect of a betula and other women who are a beula and see how it tastes." And then he liked Esther the most. That's what it sounds like.
And here it says that he was able to get both tastes.
Okay, it could also be saying, from the pasuk it says he loved her more than any of the other women.
Yes.
So when it says gam, when it says also later in the pasuk gam kol nashim gam gam kol betulot, what is that telling us? So it says he wanted to taste of a betula and he tasted it. He wanted to also taste tam beula. So you can say also like you're saying that he tasted both of them within Esther. I guess maybe at first she was a betula and then she became a beula. Whatever it means. Okay, continue. Then it says, he made a big meal. So the Gemara said, Avad mishtaya velo galyale. He made a big meal for her, and she did not reveal that she was a Jew. Dali karga velo galyale. Then he made some other type of Rashi. She says, Amar bishvil Esther ani maniach lachem michsei gulgulatechem. Hainu v'hanachan medinot aseh. So meaning, he said, I'm going to leave for you different misim, different v'hanacha lemedinot asa. He left for them, so I guess they didn't have to pay certain taxes and stuff along those lines.
Find out what nation it is, so she gives off the taxes on the nation.
Right, so he's saying, let me try to, if I maybe pull out their taxes and they don't have to pay taxes, then maybe it'll remove some of the secret and people will start revealing where she's from. But that didn't work either. She didn't tell them either. So what he continued to try to do different things for her. It says, Shadar Pardishne Velo Galyale. So what did he do? He sent gifts in her name to other people and to other officers, and she still didn't reveal. We kavet betulot shenit. And then it's in her name. Meaning he would say, hey, these are all from Esther, to try to like bring her more kavod, so maybe you can find favor in her eyes and she would reveal where she's from. But still she did not reveal. Then the pasuk says, "Vikabet betulot shenit." They gathered more betulot, virgins. And then it says, "Azil shakal etzah miMordechai." He went and took advice from Mordechai. Okay, what happened? How can I get Esther to tell me what nation she's from? So what did Mordechai say? "Amar ein isha mitkana ela beyer chaverta." A woman only gets jealous from another woman, essentially, meaning bring in other women and she'll get jealous and then she'll tell you. So the afilo achi lo gal yale. Still, even though he tried that, it didn't work, and she did not reveal where she was from. Dichtiv en esem agedet molata. She did not tell him where she was from. Amar b'Elazar. My dichtiv. What does the pasuk mean when it says lo yigra mitzadik enav bischar tzniot sheita b'Rachel, from the tzniot that Rachel had, zachtav yatza mimena Shaul. Shaul came from her. Uvischar tzniot sheita shehayav v'Shaul, and from the tzniot that Shaul had, zachav yatza mimenu Esther. Esther came from Shaul. Right. Actually, you see something very interesting for me. There's an English book that was written about tzniut, and on the back of the book is a trivia question that they ask. I think it's called Upside Down or something. It asks, is tzniut only for women, or is it also for men? So the Gemara over here says Shaul had tzniut. Tzniut is also for men. Tzniut is not only for women. Of course, there's tzniut for men too. So the Gemara says, "Umay tzniut ha'itah b'Avi Rachel." What was the tzniut with Rachel? The Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, "Ve'yaged Yaakov de Rachel ki achi aviyahu." She was the brother of her father. So Gemara says, was she the brother of her father? He wasn't the brother of her father. V'halo ben achot aviyahu. He was the son of her aunt, meaning he was her first cousin. Right? Ella amar la minasevadli. She says, marry me. Amrale, she said to him, in miu abar ma'ahu. She said, okay, I'll marry you, but my father is he's a liar, so we have to be careful. Ramahu velo yachaladle velo yachaladle. So over here it explains, what does it mean velo yachaladle? So it means like she couldn't make it work with him. You understand? Lo tuchal yisader ito, in essence, velo yachaladle. They couldn't get him. So Amar la, he said back to her. Sorry, I lost my spot. Amar la achiv ana brama. There's a girsa over here. Ira maihu achiv ana bramaut. If he's a liar, what he's trying to say is my brother also was a liar. I know how the lying works. And Esav was also like this. I can figure it out. So Amar la, she said to him, umi share the tzadike the sagui bramiuta. Are tzadikim allowed to be liars? Meaning, yeah, you're trying to say my brother's a liar, so I can kind of play around with the lying as well. I can play around with Lavan. So he said, well, tzadikim are allowed to lie. Amar la, he said to her, in am navar in. Yeah, what did I say? No, I said in am av am. It's a new pasuk. In, yes, you're allowed to in certain instances when someone is like that with you, like we see with also with like we say in the Shirat David. It says shenegid hakadosh baruch hu im midah kenegid midah. It says if you look in the next pasuk, im navar tidbar. That what? That when you have somebody who is a clean kind of person, so you act with him that you, Hashem will, act with him the same way. But you have somebody who's like a crooked kind of person, that's how Hashem will act with him as well. So you see, if somebody's acting with you a crookedness, you may have to act crooked a little bit back with him so you can get your way around. Exactly, even though Yaakov is straight. So Amar la, so he said to her, Umayra miuta, what was the lying? And he said, she said to him, Amra le, it li achta de kashisha minai. I have a sister who is older than me, velumin esavid li mekama, and he will not allow me to marry before her. And this is how the story ended up going. Okay? Masar la simanim, so he gave her these signs. Kimatal Lelia, when that night came, Amira, so Rachel said in her own heart, Hashda, Mikasefa Achtai. My sister's gonna get embarrassed now. So what did she do? Masartinu Nihale. She gave her sister Leah the signs. Vahainu Dikhtiv, so the Pasuk says, Vahiboker, Vinnehi Leah. It was the morning and it was Leah. The Gemara says, Miklal, so you can tell from that, Dead Hashda Lav Leahi. Until that point, until the morning, it wasn't Leah. And so is that really the case? From the fact that it says only from the morning. But that can't be the case. Ela, mitoch simanin shemasera Rachel Leah, from the signs that Rachel gave to Leah, lo hava yada ad hashta. Yaakov did not know until now that it wasn't Rachel. Meaning it's not saying that it was Leah only in the morning. It's saying it was Leah even from the night, but Yaakov only found out from in the morning when he saw her in the morning. Any final questions? Okay, continuing. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so now the Gemara says, from the signs, here, Vahainu Dechtiv, did I skip? Sorry, Ashta. Hashem makes me laugh. Time is running out. No, I need to chive. I broke it. Okay. Sorry, I lost this. Well, lefichach. Lefichach zachta v'yatza mimena Shaul. So that's how Shaul came out of her. Umat tzniut ha'idah v'Shaul. What was the tzniut that was in Shaul? Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, v'davar ha'melucha lo higid lo asher amar Shemuel. He did not say the davar ha'melucha, the kingship, lo higid lo. He didn't tell him that Shemuel said. It was because of the tzniut that Shaul had that he didn't say, that he didn't reveal the secrets. Then it says Zachav yatzu mimena Esther. So Esther came out of Shaul. Ve'amar Rabbi Elazar, kesha'kadosh baruch hu posek gedula la'adam, when Hashem gives gedula, gives authority and high status to a person, posek libanav duve banav atzof kol adorot. He also gives it to them for all of the generations to come. So that whole family down will be great people. Shneimar zapasuk says Yoshivim lanitzach vayigbau, that he will sit them in a status and then he will lift them up. Meaning when Hashem gives a family a gedula, that family will have gedula for very long terms, on and on and on, over and over and over. The whole family will be very tsanua and will continue bringing kiddush Hashem into the world. Let's stop there for tonight. I think.